I'd like to thank the Lord for the privilege of being back in his house again. Thank the Lord for everybody that's come tonight. And I appreciate people who have a great desire to come to the house of God. It's such a blessing, and I thank the Lord for you. Glad for everybody that made effort to come tonight. We thank God for the meeting we had this morning. Thank God for the day he's given us and for the privilege of being back here tonight. I have two verses of scripture I want to read tonight. The first verse is chapter 1, verse 1 in the book of Genesis. And then the next one I'm going to read is going to be the last verse in the book of Revelations, which is chapter 22 and be verse 21. But here in chapter 1, verse 1 in Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And then the last verse, Revelations 22 and 21, said, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And I had these thoughts about this. Both these verses are true. And all the verses that are between those verses are true. And just out of curiosity, I looked on the internet and asked how many verses are in the King James Bible. The answer I got was there were 31,102 verses in the King James Bible. That means there's 1,189 chapters. This is God's message personally to you and I. He sent us some information, and we do ourselves a disservice if we don't look at it and read it and listen to it. You know, if you had somebody you loved that moved a long ways off and they were writing you letters, as soon as they come, you'd probably be, so I want to read this. Well, God has sent us a letter, and we need to be reading it. Okay, so let's all stand for a word of prayer. As we pray, precious Heavenly Father, you're so good to us, and God, we thank you. Thank you for loving us like you do. And God, thank you for giving your son Jesus to die on a cross and raise from the dead. And God, thank you for you offered salvation to all of us. And everybody can have it that's willing to trust you and by faith believe in you and repent. And God, we pray today that you just bless this service tonight. Help us to just have a great time of worship. Give us a powerful spirit tonight. Lord, speak to the hearts of those in need. God, we ask you these things, and we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated, and we turn the service over to the choir.
Page 46.
In this world I've tried most everything, and I'm happy.
In the good old-fashioned way, I'm walking in the
Yeah.
Page 262. Page 262.
My Savior.
Thankful to be here tonight. Wasn't able to be here this morning. Benson is sick, so I was at home taking care of him. Cassandra and the other boys were here, but I sure am thankful to be here. I watched online, but there surely ain't nothing like being in the Lord's house. So I appreciate being able to be here. But I did appreciate the service we had this morning, and I was thankful. I saw some burdens answered, and I was thankful for all the moves, and I was especially thankful for what our pastor preached on this morning. I appreciate having a pastor that'll preach on hell. I appreciate having a church that'll tell our lost people about hell. It's important. There's churches nowadays, they don't want to talk about hell no more. They just want to talk about all the things that await us in heaven. And while those things are great, that's not what got me saved. I ran to the Lord because I was afraid of going to hell. I was more afraid of hell than I was looking forward to them streets of gold. I think about Mephibosheth when he was at David's palace, when David told him he'd eat at his table for the rest of his life. It said Mephibosheth rejoiced. I think he rejoiced more that he didn't have to go back to Lodabar than he did getting to sit at the king's table. So I'm thankful for a church that'll tell the people about the consequences of their own actions. But it's good to be here tonight. I'm excited to see what God has in store for us tonight. And we'll ask this time for everyone, well, please stand to your feet. And we'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. It's all over the house, lots to pray for. Anyone have a spoken prayer request this evening?
Brother Rosnowski, Blaine requests prayer for him a lot. And he's very sick. He got to come back home, but he's very ill. And I'd like to ask everybody to pray for Brother Rosnowski.
Yeah, amen. Let's remember that. I'd like to thank the church's prayers for my grandpa. He started his first treatment last week, and surprisingly, he's done real well. We keep waiting for the other shoe to drop, but so far he's doing really good. So I'd like to ask the church to continue praying for him, but I really appreciate the prayers you've already prayed for him. Anybody else this evening? Nobody else has anything. We're going to ask Neil to lead us in prayer. We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. I also felt like saying I appreciated what Terry said about reading your Bible. It's really important that you read your Bible, and I had to learn that the hard way, to be honest with you. There's a point in my life where I took reading the Bible for granted. And I looked at it more as a chore than as something that was really good for me. And when I changed my attitude about it and I started really reading the Word and seeking the Lord in the Word and seeing what He wanted to show me in it, it changed my whole life. Reading the Bible is really important. And I feel like now that the Bible is kind of just an extension to me. I like to carry it right here next to the chest so I can have it as close to me as I can, because I love what God shows me in the Bible. It's important to read your Bible. I appreciate Terry saying that. Anybody have a song or a testimony on your heart? Think it all. Just follow the Lord this evening. If not, I'm going to turn it over to my pastor.
Amen. It's good to be here. Once again, I want to say I appreciate everybody that's here. And I appreciate the choir singing. It's blessed my heart. Appreciate the opening up. It blessed me. And glad to be in the Lord's house. Now, I'm going to ask again, anybody feel like singing? Maybe you're just a little hesitant to come. Maybe God's put something on your heart right now. If you got a testimony or a song, I believe if some of them going to sing, let's really pray for them. And everybody mind the Lord tonight. You know, this morning we had folks come to altar while singing was going on. If God speaks to your heart tonight, that's still good tonight too.
Pray for us while we try to sing this song.
Pray for us.
But then the Lord spoke to my soul, reminded me He had control. And then were meant for me.
Sometimes He calms the storm. Sometimes He calms me. And sometimes the storm still rages on, but I feel the sweetest peace. It's such a joy to know that my Lord knows just what I need. And sometimes He calms the storm, sometimes He calms me.
Listen to this, guys. Circumstance may overtake and bring me to my knees, but when I feel I cannot cope with this life's troubled seas, I call on Him whose voice can still much greater storms than these. His words bring peace to my soul, when He says, child, I'm in control, and with one touch He calms the storm in me. And sometimes He calms the storm, sometimes He calms me, and sometimes the storm still rages on. But I feel the sweetest peace. It's such a joy to know that my Lord knows just what I need. And sometimes He calms the storm. Sometimes He calms me. It's such a joy to know that my Lord. What I need, and sometimes He calls. don't give up. If you're going through some storms, just don't give up. This is where you find your strength.
Amen. It's good. Good song. Thank the Lord for this good song. Amen. Anybody else now got a song on your heart? Keep praying. It sure feels good to be here tonight. Pray for this service. Pray for whoever preaches. Pray for them that God speaks to. And I'm confident he's going to speak to some people. And really think he might already be. But anybody else? Okay, if not, just pray much. We got a number of preachers here, and thank God for every one of them. Thank the Lord for them. Right out of my heart. Whichever one of you fellas feel like preaching, you're sure welcome. Just come ahead. Whoever's got that feeling, God's wanting you to tell us something, you just come ahead. I want to give you plenty of time. I know you got a number of preachers. They don't want to get in front of each other. That's what they say anyhow. But if you got that impression from the Lord, that's not getting in front of anybody. That's just following the Lord. All right. I believe I got another song. I had to give you a little longer to pray about this. You preachers, be praying.
I've also got a thought to share before we sing, and I'd love to be able to say it the way God wants me to say it and not trip up on anything. In Hebrews, it talks about, it says, let us enter with boldness into the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I'm thankful that recently God's allowed me to ponder on how significant of a statement that was. See, in the Old Testament, there was the holy place of the tabernacle, but behind the veil, there was the Holy of Holies.
Yeah.
And only the high priest would go back in there.
Right.
And he had to do every single thing right exactly according to how God told him, or else he would die. He wouldn't be able to go in there.
Yeah.
And I thought, if that was me, I surely would not be able to approach that place with any boldness of whatsoever.
Yeah.
There would be no boldness, no confidence at all to think, and it would only be fear and trembling. But a man, Jesus Christ, came, and he died on a cross, and through his blood, that veil was rent in twain. And now I can come through because I've got the blood on me.
Amen.
With full boldness and full confidence.
Yeah.
That I will live forever with him. And I am so thankful for that. My hope is in nothing else in this world but the blood of Jesus Christ. Every hope that I have here in this old sinful world is anchored in the blood of the Lamb. Though the billows are raging and we're tossed to and fro, there is peace.
Washed away my sin and gave me peace.
matter when my time shall come to die. The treasures of this world won't mean a thing. Oh, but the joy of knowing Jesus, it has banished all my fears. For he took away death's sting. In my hope
is in the blood of the precious Lamb of God.
There is no other fountain so sweet. It has washed away my sin and gave me peace and joy within. My hope is anchored in His blood. It has washed away my sin and gave me peace and joy within.
Thank the Lord for that song. Thank the Lord it's true, and thank the Lord for what it means. Just keep praying. Anybody else feel like singing? If not, we're going to look back to you preachers. And appreciate all our preachers. I already said that. But I'm inclined to look your direction, Andrew. You got something? Let's pray for him. Appreciate you, buddy. God bless you.
Thankful to be here tonight. And we kind of talked about this during Sunday school, and Terry hit on this last week, but I didn't have a real big impression, but that still small voice.
Yeah.
I could kind of feel it and stirring up in me, and I hate not to at least try.
Yeah,
but I'm thankful for being here tonight, and I'm thankful for this church.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that I have a place to bring my kids. That they can hear about the Lord. There's going to come a time when all this work that we've put in is going to come to pass.
Amen.
And I was thinking about Peyton and my Peyton. And I thought there's years and years and years, Ryan, that you brought her to church. She knew exactly where to go for help.
Yeah.
I hope that my kids know exactly where to go for help.
Amen.
Because this place is a high tower.
Yeah.
And there's a light shining.
Amen.
All you got to do is follow it.
Yeah.
But you pray for me tonight. I'm going to turn over to John chapter 3. I'm going to grab me a tissue here, because I know I'll probably need one. In John chapter 3, I'm just going to start in verse 1. I'm just going to let the Lord take me wherever he wants. So there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. And I've thought about this week, and I thought, how crazy would it be to tell somebody that you got to be born again? And Nicodemus wasn't asking a bad question. He was just wondering, Lord, how could you go back into the womb and come back out?
Yeah.
He said, I just don't understand how that would work.
Come on.
But he was looking at the flesh.
Yeah.
This flesh has done a lot of things over his life. There's a lot of times I've done things that I'm not proud of. There's a lot of times that God's asked me to do things. He's asked me to get up and preach. I said, Lord, it's just not in me tonight.
Bless him, Lord.
But then that sweet spirit comes.
Yeah.
Boy, he's given me a spirit. He's given me a burden for my people. There's folks here that I love, that I'd love to see get saved.
Yeah.
I've got little ones that I'd love to see get saved. There's older ones here that I'd love to see get saved.
Yeah.
God's put us in a place where we can get the flesh out of our way.
Yeah.
As soon as you walk through the door, you got to get the flesh out of the way.
Right.
And get into the spirit where God can use you. And I love that part where it says, where it's spelled S-P-R-I. It means the breath. I talked about this once before. And the word it means something previously mentioned. The breath of Christ. And I thought about this part right here. It says in verse 8, it says, the wind bloweth where it listeth.
Yeah.
That means where it pleases. It goes wherever it pleases.
Right. Yeah.
And thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whence it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know when the Spirit's coming. I hope that every time I come to the church, the Spirit moves. I don't know that. It's up to God.
Yeah.
When God calls you, it's time to come.
Right.
You can't just come to the altar and say, Lord, just save me. You got to be called by the Spirit. You got to feel that touch, that wind that comes among you. God's calling you to be saved.
Right.
When he calls you, listen to him.
Amen.
Listen to the Spirit that moves among him.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful that when I was a 9-year-old boy, I questioned, I said, Lord, I want to get saved so bad. My buddies are getting saved. My family's getting saved. Lord, what am I doing wrong? He said, I ain't called you yet.
Yeah.
You got to listen. It's that small, sweet voice.
Yeah.
It's not some big, drawn out, lifting somebody up. It's that sweet, small voice.
Yeah.
When he pricks your heart, just listen to him. And he'll save your soul.
Amen.
I got saved in the back of a car.
Yeah.
There was nothing going on, but it was between me and God.
Yeah.
He was there that night.
Amen.
He was in the car.
Uh-huh.
He was on the dirt mound.
Yeah.
He's wherever you are.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful that when he called me, I answered.
Amen.
I'm so thankful for that car ride. And I'm so thankful that when I listened to him, he saved my soul. But when he saved your soul, it's time to get to work.
Yeah.
We've got too much to do tonight.
Yeah.
We got too many people that are out in the world.
Amen.
We got too many folks that need to get saved just to sit by.
Yeah.
God's called us to do a good work.
Truth,
the fruits of the Spirit, have you showed your fruits lately? I was thinking about my buddy Dave Rosnowski. I met him when I first started selling cars. And he came up to me, prayed with me. I didn't know him from Adam. But I knew his fruits. This guy, I'll never forget him. People had a house fire and he'd let them in to his shop. He'd say, pick whatever you want and take it. It wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the clothes. It was about the fruits of the Spirit.
Amen.
Are you showing your fruits tonight? Is God calling you tonight? Listen to him. It's that still small voice. It's not in the thunder. It's not in the hurricane. It's in that still small voice. I love you tonight. And if God's calling you, it's time to do something for him and quit sitting there. I know it ain't much, but I'll turn back over to you, Terry.
Thank the Lord for that good preaching. That's heaven sent. That's the gospel. We want everybody to stand up and get a song ready. We're going to sing a song or songs. And if you're here tonight, what message is clear and right to the point, illustrative. If you feel that still small voice and Sometimes when I was lost, I'd argue with myself. I'd feel troubled inside, and I'd feel like I need to go get saved. And I thought, oh, maybe that's not God. But deep down inside, I knew it was. If you're here tonight, follow that still small voice. Come and seek the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. If that's you feeling that tonight, come while he's nearby. Sing when you're ready. Somebody needs to come or to rededicate your life. Maybe somebody needs to rededicate your life. Maybe somebody needs to get saved. Obey the Lord. Let God have his way. Please come. Please come. Sinner, harden not your heart. Listen, we're not here to embarrass you. We're not here to put you on the spot. Not at all. We're just here to help you and love you, pray with you, encourage you. Most of all, God's here to guide you. And as he speaks to your heart, that's what you need to do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, we got one coming to pray. Heaven, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Come and pray with Taylor. Obey the Lord.
Oh,
Amen. We appreciate these two to come to pray. Appreciate Taylor still seeking. Appreciate Mary Lou. I'll let you just say what's on your heart, huh?
Howdy. I'm not used to talking to strangers.
That's all right.
Hopefully pretty soon none of you will be strange to me.
Amen.
Okay.
That's good.
I would like to join your church if you wouldn't mind. I was born a Baptist, and I have lived a Lutheran for many years, but in my heart I was still Baptist.
Yeah.
And now the time has come that I am going to be able to tell them goodbye. I appreciate all they did for me all those years. They tried hard to change me, but they didn't.
Oh, well, good.
I'm still Baptist.
That's good. Praise the Lord. And you and I will share this with them a little bit. I'm sure you won't care. We talked a little bit this morning.
Okay.
And when you were talking about wanting to join, and I said, well, I got a question I want to ask you. And I said, do you have a time and a place back in your life where you know you got saved? And you said,
I sure do.
Amen.
It was in a coal bin.
Yeah.
At my grandpa's farm.
Amen. That blessed
my heart. Said, he told me, he says, now when you want to talk to the Lord, you've got to go to a quiet place where nobody can interfere. It's just you and him.
All right.
And I was looking around, and I didn't see nothing that was quiet except for the coal bin. Nobody wanted to go there.
Right.
So that's where I went.
That's a precious place and a precious memory to you.
And that prayer was answered.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Okay. And you've heard that testimony and that request. Could I hear a move? We receive her as a candidate. Okay. A second to that. Okay. Everybody in favor of that? Raise your hands. Okay. All right. Now, we don't have to do this, but would you be okay for people coming around and shake hands with you? You feel
sure.
up to do that? Okay.
Sure.
All right. All right, and if you want to sit down while we do that, you can.
Well, I might.
I'd be all right.
But I'll start up standing, okay?
That'll be fine. Be fine. Okay, let's stand and sing us. Yeah, fix it for her.
There you go. Thank you.
That's good. And so you can stand or sit, whichever you
I'm
want to.
I'm standing.
All right. We're glad to have you.
To save my living in heaven.
And that's great encouragement. And sometimes when God wants us to do something, the devil says, you can't. But we can. And then when we follow God by faith and God helps us to do what we need to, it's such a good feeling. Amen. It's good to be here tonight. I appreciate the singing, the preaching, the good, powerful spirit of God, and everybody that's here. Any words on anybody's heart or anything to say or do before we come to a close? Yeah.
Pray for me, sir.
Any announcements or anything?
Harry, for anyone that doesn't know, Mary Lou is Helen Isaac's daughter.
Okay.
And so I figured most people knew that, but some may not know that. And that's Helen Isaac's
daughter. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Anybody else? Okay. All right. Remember that. In case you didn't hear, Andrew said he'd be at Lighthouse on Wednesdays. Pray for him. Pray for Andrew. Pray for them. And I got a text from Brother Chris Page, and he'd watched our service on live stream later today. Was talking about what a wonderful service it was. So they also had some good news to tell. So they had one got saved over there. And then I also got the news that they had two saved up at Pleasant View this morning. And so that's just wonderful news. God's just blessing, and I thank the Lord for his blessings. Now, I'll remind everybody, keep praying. God willing, we're going to have a baptizing this Sunday coming, this next Sunday, and we're going to have a baptizing. And really pray. I love baptizings, and I think God often uses them to speak to people. And I pray and trust that he'll do that. And so just pray for those baptizings. Anyone else? All right. If not, we'll ask everybody seated to stand. I'm going to ask Bob Morrison to pray dismissal. Amen.